The designation makes resources available for North Dakota farmers and ranchers facing weather-related challenges. Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring says it implements access to certain federal programs.
It will open up some lower interest money, federal money. So there might be an opportunity if people are feeling the pressure, may have to restructure some debt. Farmers and ranchers can go check out at the FSA office things like the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program. We also have WIP Plus, but keep in mind on WIP Plus, you need to hit the end of your insurance period or at least a place in your operation where there's no more that can be done. At that point, you can apply. That is on a case-by-case basis.
Prior to approval, Goring spent time with Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue in Mexico on a trade mission where the duo discussed the designation. Overall, Goring says the trip benefits North Dakota agriculture in several ways.
You know, there's been some tension over the last year and a half, and this has been an opportunity now to reestablish our relationship and how we can move forward. They're going to continue to be a country that's going to grow meat protein, our corn and wheat and soy, dry beans. Those are all some great opportunities. We're also working on some issues with respect to ethanol. Potatoes, another issue that we're working on. That's a lot more complex than I thought it was.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.